Welcome to another edition of BizBuzz on News Now Warsaw. In partnership with the Kosciuszko Chamber of Commerce, here's today's BizBuzz.
Hi, this is Scott Whitey with the Kosciuszko Chamber of Commerce with this episode of BizBuzz. Today I'm with Heather at ServPro. Welcome, Heather.
Hi, well, thanks for having me.
So I don't want to take for granted people know what, all the things that ServPro does. So for those in our community that don't know, what does ServPro do?
So we are primarily fire, water, and mold mitigation. We have 24/7, 365 emergency services. So also people... A lot of people don't know what the word mitigation means. That's when we come in and clean up and dry out a disaster in your home or business.
Oh, man. Well, that's awesome because you really don't think about it until you need it.
Yeah. And that's a huge thing because homeowners call us and go, oh, my God, I don't know what to do. You never know what to do until it happens to you.
Right. So how did you get to this point? What was your journey to get to ServPro?
The short version is I went to college for computer-aided drafting and design. Did that for many years here in the area as a contractor. So, you know, I'd get hired for like a six-month position, and then I'd be out of work for a couple of months, and then I'd get a year position and be out of work. And when I got tired of that, I went into food service, actually.
Okay.
And I was the assistant manager at a couple of local restaurants. And when I lost my patience with that, a friend of mine actually worked here as an office manager. And she said, hey, we've got a position open as a contents cleaner. It's part-time. Are you interested? And I'm like, I'm interested in anything. So I actually started out with ServPro as a contents cleaner.
I think I might have jumped in before you were done talking about everything that ServPro does.
Yeah, that's fine.
Yes. So tell us what else ServPro does besides the mitigation.
So we also do contents, like I mentioned a minute ago, and reconstruction. So when you have a flood or fire or whatever the situation may be, and we have to come in and cut part of your drywall out or take out your flooring or, you know, worst case scenarios, subfloor and roof rafters and things like that, we also have the ability to put it all back.
So you're the people that do that. Okay, good.
Yeah.
Like I said, you don't know until you don't know, until you need it.
Yeah.
So as far as like what other surfaces that you do?
We do board ups for fire situations or storm situations. If you, we do a lot of duct cleanings, both residential and commercial.
Okay. So that's something that you don't have to wait for an emergency to get your ducts cleaned.
Absolutely not. No, we love to clean ducts whenever, wherever. And then we have deep cleaning services. Sometimes we'll get calls for something more like a Mary Maid situation, like please come in and wash my windows and dust my knickknacks. That we can do that.
Sure.
You're probably better going with the Mary Maids in that type of situation. Uh-huh. But real deep cleaning, hoarder situations, or we get calls from property owners who have apartments. People move out and leave their apartment in vile condition. We come in and we can clean all of that up, do that type of thing. So we have situations where, you know, elderly parents pass away and the kids don't know what to do with the house.
Right.
We can come in and take care of that type of situation.
Yeah. I've been through that myself.
Yeah.
So who else makes up your ServPro staff?
So we have our franchise owner. His name is Phil Adkins. Started his franchise in 2011. And then there's me. I'm the job file coordinator, or JFC for short.
Yes.
Because that's a mouthful. I also, I mean, that's my official title, but I take care of the front office. I do all of our events in the community. I am, with the exception of the owner, I am the oldest person on the staff, as well as the one with the most seniority. So I kind of get treated like the shop mom.
The shop mom. That's a good thing.
It seems like our employees just keep getting younger and younger.
Oh, I know. How does that work? Because we're not getting any older.
I know, right? I don't age. So then we also have a reconstruction coordinator. He does both some hands-on actual rebuild. He's very handy, very talented guy. And then he also coordinates all of our subcontractors for jobs that, you know, are too big for one guy. Mm-hmm. We have our production crew chief. She is our most trained mitigation technician, and she coordinates all of the production staff. And then we have a contents specialist. She kind of took my place mm-hmm. as the contents cleaner. Mm-hmm. And then everyone else is emergency service techs. So okay. they're all qualified to come in no matter water, mold, fire, sure. whatever the situation is. They're all trained to do all the things.
Yeah. Well, I see your trucks kind of everywhere. I mean, you can't miss your truck, the bright, bright lime green with the orange logo.
Yeah, yeah, we're pretty obvious.
Well, that's awesome. That's awesome. So what are some common misconceptions about what you guys do?
So a lot of people, because they'll call their insurance agent when there's a problem. And then the agent passes it off to our headquarters, and then the headquarters calls the franchise nearest to the loss. They think we work for their insurance.
Okay.
We don't. We work with your insurance, but we work for the homeowner. The homeowner is our customer. Their concerns and their mental sanity through the whole process is sure. our priority. My job is actually doing all of the paperwork and making sure everything gets done so that your insurance does pay for your claim, mm-hmm. but we work for the homeowner, not for the insurance.
So if I have a problem, say I go home, my basement is totally flooded.
Yeah.
Do I call my insurance agent first, or do I call you guys first?
You can call either. The process is faster if you call us directly because we respond immediately. Yes. If you call your agent, then your agent has to file the claim, and then it could be 2 or 3 days before it gets to us. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, you get a faster response if you call us directly, and then we work with the insurance after that to get your, you know, you call and file the claim, and then we communicate. And
yes, well, I'm glad you take care of that because that is so confusing.
Yeah, yeah, that's one of the big things for homeowners is they don't understand what's going on.
Don't have a clue.
So we're kind of the liaison between the homeowner and the insurance.
Well, thank you for doing it. What are some other misconceptions?
Because we come out when there's an emergency, a lot of homeowners think that we can fix the cause of loss. We can, you know, their exploded pipe, we can fix it. We can't. We're not plumbers. We're not electricians. Mm-hmm. We can't fix the problem. Mm-hmm. We can recommend people who can, or you can use, you know, your right. favorite local plumber, or, you know, whatever. But,
sure.
Yeah, we don't actually fix the problem.
How long does this process take? Is that another misconception? Or
it is. A lot of homeowners just think that we're going to come in and wave a magic wand and, and it's going to be gone and out of their hair. Uh-huh. That's definitely not how it works. It always takes longer and costs more than what the homeowner thinks it's going to. Mm-hmm. Standard water losses, like best case scenarios, are 3 to 5 days, usually closer to five, mm-hmm. just to dry out the materials. Every material your home is made of has a standard of what it means to be dry.
Sure.
Concrete has a higher water content than drywall. So mm-hmm. there's different standards for each material. Mm-hmm. But it takes time to get it to those standards. And they think that because it looks dry or the top of the carpet feels dry, mm-hmm. it's dry. And that's not the case. Mm-hmm. One of the biggest complaints we get from people is how loud the equipment is. Sorry, there's nothing we can do about that. They are dehumidifiers and air movers,
sure.
and they are loud and obnoxious, and they make it miserable for those couple of days, but it has to be done
sure.
to fix the problem.
Sure.
We try to tell people that if you call us and you think in your head it's going to be a couple hundred dollars
right,
to take
right.
care of this, the reality is it's going to be a couple $1,000s.
Right, sure. Oh, you're just coming in and bringing the fan. That
yeah,
shouldn't
yeah,
be too
it's
much.
Just some
yeah.
fans. So for us, what we always recommend is call your adjuster, file the claim. If you don't use the claim, it does not hurt your insurance.
Oh, okay.
You can, if you file it and then you decide that the bill is something you want to pay for out of pocket, you can call your adjuster or your agent and just go cancel that claim. I'm not going
to
use it.
Oh, that's good to know.
That does not affect your insurance premiums or your coverage or anything like that.
Oh.
So it's always better to file it and not need it.
Yes.
Then not file it and decide later you need it.
Well, thank you so much for joining us this week on this episode of Biz Buzz, Heather. And we're going to talk to you next week about all the different ways that ServPro gets involved and supports our local community. So tune in next week.
Does your church or nonprofit group have an event coming up? Well, let us know about it at news@newsnowwarsaw.com. You can get your event onto the newsnowwarsaw.com community calendar. All you got to do is email all the information to news@newsnowwarsaw.com. Please email your information at least 1 week in advance to the event, and we'll get that up on our website, and we will also voice it on the air for you. Again, that's news@newsnowwarsaw.com.
We stand on the shoulders of women who came before us.
Women who fought for their own financial futures.
And now it's our turn.
Join us. Visit WeSaySaveIt.org and take control of your financial future by saving for retirement.
A message from AARP and the Ad Council.
Hi, this is Scott Wiley with the Kosciuszko Chamber of Commerce with this episode of BizBuzz. Today I'm with one of our favorites, C. Grandin from Atelier, the Downtown Art Gallery. Welcome, C.
Hi, thank you, Scott. Thanks for having me.
Oh, it's always so fun to come down here and talk to you because there's always something new and exciting.
And there's a lot new right now in the gallery. Yes, over 100 pieces.
Oh, my gosh.
Yes.
Now, is that including the Christmas tree?
Well, if I add the Christmas tree and all of the community artwork, we're probably closer to 150. Yeah.
That's right. Yeah. Well, tell us all what's going on here.
Okay. There's a lot going on. So right now, I have a holiday group show up in the gallery called Confetti, Tiny Vices and Virtues. So the theme is confetti, and it's a very colorful show of small works.
Yes.
And the show is a group show. So there are 31 artists in this show. I did the gallery's very first call for submissions, an open call for submissions over the summer. I put out the parameters for participating in the show out on social media and other channels, and I got a lot of submissions back from artists all over the country who wanted to be part of this show.
Yeah.
So I made my selections, and as I mentioned, there are 31 artists. Five of those artists are local. And then there are artists from New York all the way to California, some from Texas, the middle of the country. So it's a nice array of different artists and different perspectives. Yeah.
Well, yeah, they're beautiful. They're fun, creative, and wow, to pack that much thought and artwork into such a small area.
Yes, exactly. So I wanted the show to sort of fit with the theme of confetti, to be a flurry of tiny artwork.
Yes.
So the call for submissions did require that each work be under 10 by 10 inches.
Wow.
Again, the subtitle of the show, Tiny Vices and Virtues, was to give the artist something else sort of to jump, another platform to jump off from. So a lot of the works are playful and irreverent. Some are celebratory about the holiday season. And then many are spiritual and introspective. So there's really a nice wide variety of things to see here. And what I like about the show is that if you are someone who hasn't spent a lot of time looking at art and you're not really entirely sure what it is that will appeal to you, you can kind of come in, see a wide variety of pieces in different medium and decide what appeals to you, kind of hone in on what your style and aesthetic is. So it's a good experience.
That's fantastic. So when is Atelier, your art gallery, when is it open for the general public?
Okay, so it's open to the public Wednesdays and Thursdays from 11 to 4 p.m. Mm-hmm. and Fridays and Saturdays from 11 to 8 p.m.
What? That's fantastic. And if you haven't been down here before, we're right at a corner from the courthouse. You can't miss it.
Yes, and
right
across
from Center Street.
Yep, on Center Street, 104 East Center Street, across from Anthology and Falling Rabbit and the river. So you can come down and get a coffee and then see some art or vice versa. Or in the evenings, grab a cocktail and come head on over and look at some beautiful art.
Well, see, thank you so much for bringing culture, for fun, just variety. Thank you for all you do for Downtown Warsaw. We really appreciate it.
Well, I can only thank you and Downtown Warsaw for all you've done for me. It's been a really fun exchange of ideas and fun being in this space.
Yeah. Thank you.
Happy holidays.
You have been listening to today's edition of BizBuzz in partnership with the Kosciuszko Chamber of Commerce. And be sure to join us next time for another edition of BizBuzz with News Now Warsaw.